Welcome to the She Says podcast with your host, Tara Anoma. Join us on a journey of faith, empowerment, and discovery as we explore what it means to be a woman of God in today's world. We're diving into topics that uplift, challenge, and inspire. So grab your coffee, get comfortable, and let's get started. Well, hey, welcome to the She Says podcast. I'm Noma.
I'm Tara.
And this is our second week of interviews. So we started this podcast 6-7 weeks ago and just dove right in with some deep topics and what was on our heart. And we thought it would be fun to take a couple weeks and just get to know each other, for you guys to get to know us. We know each other very well, but thought, you know, some of our listeners know us well and some may not. And so we just thought it'd be fun to interview each other. And last week, Tara interviewed me. And so this week I'm going to interview Tara and just to learn a little bit more about her. So let's see here. We're going to just dig right in.
I'm so nervous all of a sudden.
Don't be nervous. So I've got one for you. What's your latest guilty pleasure?
Oh gosh, my latest guilty pleasure. Okay, so probably this will make some of my other, I don't want to say this. I've been eating carbs. Okay. Oh. I've been eating carbs. That's my guilty pleasure right now.
Love it. And I think, you know, in the middle of a move, you have every right to enjoy some carbs.
Oh man. It's been, I'm like, if there was a wagon, if there was a plan, I'm off the plan, I'm off the wagon. So I'm under the wagon. The wheels are like dumping me in the mud here. Yeah. But my guilty pleasure has been carbs. I jokingly say sometimes like I need to go feed my emotions. But I am acutely aware of that. And so I actually think I'm on the other side of that a little bit. I think I don't do the mindless, like, oh my gosh, I just sat here and ate a whole, you know, sleeve of Oreo cookies or something. Like I haven't done that in years.
Yeah.
But even beyond that, like there was a season probably a year ago where I was like, I think I'm just eating. I think I just don't recognize how much I'm eating. I do pretty good as far as that goes, but I definitely have been doing carbs and they're not good for my soul. I mean, they're good for my soul, but not good for
your soul, not good for your body.
Yeah. All right. Guilty pleasures aside, next question.
Okay. So I know this as we're besties. So I know this, but what is your favorite holiday?
Oh, my favorite holiday is Christmas. Yay. My second favorite and probably actually a very close second would be St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. You love St. Patrick's Day.
I love St. Patrick's Day. I'm Irish for sure.
I was going to say, what is behind your love of St. Patrick's Day? Because that's not typically one that somebody would pick.
Well, my maiden name is O'Hara. So I have a lot of strong Irish roots. But I will say my love for St. Patrick himself and his evangelism on the island of Ireland.
Yes.
Was one of the main reasons that I really love it. And actually St. Patrick's Day was to celebrate him originally before we turned it into kind of the drunk fest.
The
drinking
day that it is. The green beer day.
Yeah. Beer day. So I just usually take it as a day to like really remember him honestly. Yeah. And like we celebrate every year with corned beef and hash or, you know, some kind of traditional Irish dish. We do coal cannon a lot, which I really love. That's super yummy. For a while.
Are we still getting together for St. Patrick's Day?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Fun.
A funny thing. I always thought I was Irish and turns out I'm not. I'm Scottish.
Oh,
so I have quite a bit of Scottish in me. So
yeah, I'm definitely Irish.
I still will like support the Irish.
The fighting Irish.
I lived through most of my life thinking I was Irish.
So. Right. Well, it's one of those like hard things. I
think everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Right? Yeah. So funny.
Everybody has a little Irish in them when they're in.
A little bit Irish somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So let's see. If you had to choose, so what would you choose if you had to choose one meal to eat for the rest of your life?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
I don't even have to think about it.
Okay. I love it.
That's terrible.
That you're just like, I know what it is.
That's what it is.
It's spaghetti. I love spaghetti. I love my spaghetti. I'll say that. I do.
Okay. I we should explain because I make Filipino spaghetti.
Okay.
And
I don't even know if I've ever had your spaghetti, to be real.
Oh, okay, good. I thought
I always make it. So I don't know if I've ever actually had your spaghetti.
Oh, that's true. I make Filipino spaghetti, which Pastor Scott loves.
Okay.
My grandma made it this way. And so I always grew up, because tomato sauce is really acidic. And a lot of people really like a spicy, more kind of that herby.
I like a little spicy, meaty. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I used to get really, really, really bad heartburn.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do super acidic. And so we would put sugar in it as a kid.
Oh.
Like a full cup of sugar.
A full cup of sugar.
Like a full cup of sugar. Just like mix it. I mean, we make it from scratch or sometimes when you're poor, you just mix a jar in and then bam it up a notch. Right.
Yeah.
So like a full cup of sugar. Now I use like maple syrup or honey because I try to be more kind to my body.
Yeah.
A little healthier in my body. But it cuts the acidity out of it. It's definitely sweeter. If you use like a spicy sausage or something, then you've got the spicy sweet with it.
Ooh.
But I typically will do like more of a veggie base. So I'll do a bunch of like chunky zucchinis, thick tomatoes, and like heavy veggie on it instead of meat sometimes. Oh. And so
good.
That's really good. But I found out it was Filipino spaghetti when I went to the Philippines on mission trip, and everyone was like, that's how they make it. Like they do sweet spaghetti sauce, and I didn't know. And so I was like right at home eating the spaghetti in the Philippines. Let me ask you this question
from childhood. Yeah. Did you like Chef Boyardee stuff?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Cause their tomato sauce is very sweet.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. SpaghettiOs cold from the can.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay.
That's embarrassing.
It's like childhood though. Like
it is.
Like, yeah.
It's like getting home from junior high and nobody else is there. And like, am I allowed to crack open a can? Yeah. You just crack open a can. Like I'm not going to use the microwave or the stove. I don't even know if I'm allowed to turn on the stove. Right.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, I love it. I love it. Okay. I know for a fact that your answer is yes to this, but do you have a favorite book?
I do.
And what is it outside of the Bible?
Okay. Outside of the Bible, my favorite book might actually surprise you. I don't know if you know this. My favorite book is The Count of Monte Cristo. Do you know this? I love The Count of Monte Cristo. It is my favorite book.
So I have to say I've never read the book. I've just watched the movie and I love it.
You know what I love? Okay. So I am I'm a heavy book reader. I love to read books. My favorite author is Agatha Christie.
Mm-hmm. Who you've got me into.
Yeah. Who I've gotten, I'm trying to, entice the world into.
I love it.
She's a great, just like fantastic writer. It's complex, but simple.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love that. But I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, you always need to read the book. Like the book's always better. I think a lot of times the movies complement the book. And I find that to be extraordinarily true in the case of The Count of Monte Cristo.
Okay.
So the book is phenomenal. Like all of the pieces that you love about the movie are just like 10 times in the book. But the movie brings them to life in a way that you're like, yes, this is so much more better, which is terrible grammar, but it's so much better than I would have imagined in my whole life. Like the movie is better in how you imagine the story. And actually my youngest daughter has some reading challenges. And so one of the things that has actually helped her sometimes is like, if she has a connection with the movie, I've just noticed this. She probably doesn't recognize this. So if she ever listens to this, she'll be like, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She'll be like, hi, mom. Dream mom. if she has seen the movie or like a TV show or something first, she connects with the book better.
Yeah, because she probably knows the story. Obviously, she knows the story, but she's probably visual. And
Yep.
so then she can like play out the story in her head as she's
That's right.
reading. I
Yeah.
think I'm very similar to that. Because even like different books we read, if I try to imagine the scene
Yeah.
in my head and like try to imagine what the voices sound like and
Oh,
all,
yeah.
yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think that's just been one of the things that, there's some book snobs out there in the world. And if you're one of them, no shade. Like,
Yeah, more power to you.
that's more power to you. I just really think both crafts are amazing. So.
Yes. Awesome. Okay, what's your favorite thing to do on the weekend?
Oh, my favorite thing to do on the weekend. Okay. I think that my favorite thing to do on the weekend is to curl up. I like a cozy day. Let me say it that way. My
Like a
favorite thing
herkle
to
jerkle.
like a hurkle durkle. Like
Yeah.
if I could hurkle durkle with my whole family, that would be like ideal. Like
That's
cook
the
a
dream.
yummy dinner, play a
Yes.
board game, watch a couple movies, have some like yummy comfort food, not get in jeans, like leave my sweats on all day.
Yep.
That would be my
That's
favorite thing to do on a weekend.
that sounds like the best day.
Yeah.
Okay. If you could choose a superpower, what would it
Ooh.
be and why?
Ooh, a superpower. Okay, so. Okay, this is like I feel like I have two
Okay.
that I are fighting in my brain. So I would want to be wise like Solomon. I don't want to be
Okay.
all-knowing. I do not want to be omniscient.
No.
No, thank you. Like I don't want to be able to read
You
people's
don't want that
minds.
responsibility.
I do not want that responsibility. But I would love to be able to know, like if the superpower, like know what the right answer is.
Yes.
Like if that was a that's
I'd always know the right answer.
always know the right answer.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing. Or frankly, if I could just fly, that would be super great because
That would be
I could
great.
go anywhere I wanted.
That's true. That's true. You go anywhere and not have to have a passport or pay for a plane.
Yeah.
That'd be
Just
amazing.
fly wherever I want.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, let's see. Okay. I'm gonna ask you what you asked me, what a
Okay.
question you asked me. What's your favorite midnight snack?
Oh, okay. My favorite midnight snack. Well, I do love ice cream, preferably non-dairy, coconut bliss chocolate.
Okay.
Or leftover dinner.
Okay.
Like, I know that's really weird, but like sometimes I just want like a second dinner.
And
Like I'm
yeah.
a hobbit.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I ate dinner at 3:45 today. So, 'cause I'm a legit grandma and it
Was
was
like, whoa,
Bluebird special. So.
Bluebird special right out there. I was like, I'm getting worried about migraines, man, but we're like hard in the grandma era
I'm hard.
now.
I mean, I am legit grandma, but like,
I love it. I love it.
Oh, and side note, I just have to say this because it was so cute. And I know it's not part of our interview process, but but it like it was one of those things that almost made me cry. It like warmed my heart so much.
Oh.
My daughter-in-law, Sydney, who's amazing, texted me and said, outside with Caden going for a walk and said, where should we walk to? And he said, Gigi. And I was like, oh, come right over.
Come right over, baby. You can walk
Yeah.
right on over to
You can
grandma's
walk
house.
right to Gigi. That just
Yep.
blessed my heart. I was like in our favorite coffee shop and got the text, and I literally almost started crying in the coffee shop.
I love it. I love it. I
So
love
cute.
it.
Okay, so only because you said that I could ask you this because you
Oh,
asked
gosh.
me, and you said you have a really good story. What's the most embarrassing moment you've ever experienced?
Okay, so I have a really good story.
Bring it.
I'm holding a Sharpie. I don't know why. So,
I was like, my cat was like all around me. And so I was like, if I was down here because like my cat was up on my legs.
I hope
Just real
everyone's
life.
okay with our like distracted here 2 weeks of podcasting. We'll get back to like regular scheduled programming here next week.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so my most embarrassing story plays out over a number of years. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
So it
So
wasn't like one. one embarrassing moment. It was like the moment.
Well, so it should have been. It should have been, but I didn't realize how embarrassed I should have been. So 100 years ago, back when I was a young little squirt and I didn't know anything about anything, I worked in a, I worked for, excuse me, I worked for a construction company.
Okay. And am I going to be embarrassed for you? Cause I need to prepare my emotions.
You're literally going to die. You're literally Kevin. If my husband ever listens to this, he gets mortified every time I tell this story.
Oh gosh. Okay. Have I heard this story? I should have heard this story.
You have for sure heard this story. And you've just blocked it because you're so embarrassed.
Because it's so bad. Okay.
It's so bad. Okay. So I had gotten moved to a new department and I getting to know everybody. And P.S. I'm not super young. Like, I wish I was younger than I was, but I was not. Like, I should have known better.
Okay.
And do you ever do those things where you're just trying to relate when you're getting to know people? You're just trying to relate to their stories and you're just like, oh my gosh, like that totally happened to me.
Oh gosh, I so know this story. I know the story. I know the story.
So, oh gosh. Okay. So I'm just this guy. This is the worst part. It's a dude. It's not a girl. This does not happen with a woman. This is a man that I work with. He had just had a baby.
I still remember this.
He had just had a baby. And the baby was born with spina bifida, which is very serious. Yes. Very treatable nowadays. Like they have surgeries and things like that they can do for it. I have no idea what spina bifida was at my age, my ripe old age of 29. P.S. I'm going to just let you all know I was 29. And I should have known. I'm pregnant with my third child at this point. I should have known what spina bifida was. I did not. So he's explaining to me. I'm like, oh, what is that? Like, I don't think I've ever heard of that. Whatever. I don't even know. I don't even know what was going through my brain. I cannot tell
you. You're just trying to connect. You're like trying to make conversation.
So he's explaining that it's like a hole in your back, in your lower spine, where your spine sticks out a little bit. I'm an idiot. I just want you guys to all know I the level of mortification I should have had in this moment was so high.
I'm like embarrassed and mortified already because I know what's coming.
P.S. I tell this man that I barely know. I'm like, oh, I wonder. This is so awful. I wonder if this is the little hole that I have just above my butt crack. I literally, I get a thumbs up for saying butt crack. I got a thumbs up. I should have been more embarrassed. He has no words. I don't even know that he's embarrassed. Okay. We move on with life. We never talk about it again. I leave that.
Nor should you have.
Okay. I move on. It's like 4 years later. Okay. And the show Call the Midwife is on. And I'm watching it because I like for sure binge watched the first three seasons. So it when I got my job at the midwifery clinic, they were like, do you know anything about midwifery? And I'm like, I've watched Call the Midwife. Does that count?
No, that qualifies. It's like, do you have any medical experience? Well, I've watched Grey's Anatomy.
Right? Exactly. Exactly. I'm literally, I can't even tell you. I'm sitting in my bedroom. It's dark. It's evening. I'm like having my chill out mom, like by herself time. I don't know what the kids are doing. They're with Kevin, I'm sure. No, they weren't with Kevin. I don't know. I don't know where they were. They weren't there. I'm watching this episode of Call the Midwife, and it's all about these kids who are being born with spina bifida. And they are explaining what spina bifida is. And I'm sitting on my bed, and all of a sudden, the mortification just comes over me. And I go and I get Kevin, and I'm like, honey, I need to tell you something. Because at this point, I've never told anybody this because I didn't know I needed to be embarrassed. I didn't know that I just told some random dude that I have a little hole above my butt. I mean, now I just told the whole world that I have a little dimple above my butt crack. But like at the time, it's just like I had told some random stranger man. Now I've told the whole world. So now I should probably be equally as mortified. But I'm not, because now like this has happened. 4 years later, I'm sitting in my room and I explain this to my husband and he's like, this should never be a conversation that you have with anybody else.
And now we've told everybody.
And now we've told everybody in our podcast. So that is my most embarrassing story. You're
welcome. So if you ever have had an embarrassing moment, don't worry about it. Just think of Tara's. And you'll feel better about yourself.
I mean, like.
And this is why we do what we do. This is why we're here, ladies. Like,
we're just here to give you confidence. I mean, Noma full frontal. Yeah. I'm talking about.
Oh my gosh.
You know, okay. Dimples in my butt. It's fine.
Gosh. A lot of us have those.
It's a lot.
Okay. Okay. If you could be a character from any book, which character would it be?
Anne from Anne of Green Gables.
Oh, of course. I like that.
I mean, I don't want to be orphaned, but I just love her.
No. She's amazing.
She's amazing.
I forgot about her. How did I forget about her?
She's so amazing, and she just loves life, and she is such an amazing writer, and I mean, fictionally an amazing writer, and all of that, right? So
love it.
That's my person.
I love it. Okay. I don't know how we're doing on time here.
We have time for probably like two or three more.
Two more. Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I'm going to ask you the same like deep question at the end.
I'm stressed out because now I don't remember. That's funny.
Good. Let me see. Oh, I lost it. Hold on. What's your biggest fear?
Ooh, my biggest fear.
It's not like the deep one I was going to ask, but we just went there.
Well,
we're in deep.
We're going to end deep. Okay. All right. So like not, I mean, I guess it's not that super deep. My biggest fear, like I have this weird fear of birds.
Well, because of the birds. Thank you, Alfred Hitchcock.
Thank you, Alfred Hitchcock. So I saw that movie at far too young of an age.
Same.
My little sister would like let our birds out of their cage in our room, and they would like dive bomb my head.
Well, they fly around and
And they would fly around and like whatever. And I hated it. And generally, like we had peacocks and chickens and stuff, and they would just try to peck me. I just don't like birds. Like I think birds are beautiful and majestic, yes, and in art, absolutely, they're amazing.
Yeah.
I do not want a live bird around me.
Yeah. Well, and my grandma used to tell me, don't look at them. They'll peck your eyes out.
Exactly. Right. Like, why do people tell us things like this?
Okay. Okay. So then what would you like people to remember you for? We'll end on that.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. What would I like people to remember me for? I think that, first and foremost, that I loved Jesus with my whole heart.
Mm-hmm.
I loved my family well, and I championed my friends.
Yes.
Yeah. Like nothing else matters.
No.
If I love Jesus and I'm obedient to everything that he asked me to do, and my family is loved and feels loved, and my friends feel like championed on in who God called them to be, my life's pretty complete.
Yeah. Well, I can say as your friend that you do all of that very well.
Oh, I love you.
Love you too.
All right.
So thank you for joining us on this episode. Hope you had as much fun as we did over the last 2 weeks, and hope you got a little glimpse into us beyond what we talk about on a weekly basis. And hopefully you'll come back next week. Hopefully I didn't scare you off. Or mortify you too much. But hopefully you'll join us back next week, and think we should be back to hopefully being in the same room next week and getting back down into some good topics. And we're looking forward to sharing some more with you as we've got some life changes happening. And so hopefully we'll be able to share more of those with you soon and excited for what God has. Sorry, I've got a little tickle.
All right. Well, that's it. Love you guys.
That's it.
Okay. Bye.
We'll see ya. Bye. Thank you for joining us on the She Says podcast. We hope you felt inspired and encouraged by today's conversation. Remember, you are valued, loved, and have a vital role in God's kingdom. Stay tuned for more episodes, and don't forget to like and share this podcast. Until next time, God bless.